bringing you the very best in portable comedy for your car, office, or the tram. It's Corey and Joel.
Hey, people, Corey and Joel, we're back with you for another show. Look at this. Hey, look at that. Show 192 is here. Welcome.
Shalom. Or should I say Shana Tova to my...
Was it New Year?
Jewish friends. Yes, it is New Year.
See you New Year the other day.
It's today, actually. Isn't it?
Is it today?
Well, I don't know. Wherever you're listening to this, have a happy...
Well, Rosh Hashanah was Monday, but that's not the New Year?
Well, Congress is off today or something, wasn't it?
Yeah,
was
you have no idea. I don't know.
Can they break for the Jewish New Year?
I don't know what they
John make. Stewart was like, hey, I'm working. He's like, there's more Jews on this staff than there is in Congress, for God's sake.
Welcome to the Corey and Joel Radio Show.
But let me just say, Shana Tova and happy 50. Have a good 69, folks.
That's what it is?
That's it, 69. It's okay. 5769. Have a good one.
All right.
You've been wanting to have a good 69 for a while, Joel. And, hopefully you can
all
have
the time. No, you have no idea what's going on. All right. Corey and Joel Radio, welcome into show 190. This is Ockerville River. Heard enough of that?
Yeah, I totally have. Yeah.
I don't know. They're the hot indie band. You got to listen.
Why is that?
I have no idea why. I listened to that album one time through. It's called The Stand-Ins, if you want to go pick that up. The song we're playing on the break is decent, but it's just like I don't know.
Everybody just loves Graham Parsons, don't they?
Yeah,
it's got to be.
I think it kind of sounds like vaguely like Springsteen now. That's indie
rock. It's a country rock.
I don't even get it, so.
What happened to Gary Puckett and the Union Gap? Now, that was a good band.
That I don't know. But I do know that this is show 192.
Yeah.
I do know that we've got a good show for you today.
You know that?
I looked at the outline.
Really?
Yes. I worked on the notes all night. So it's going to be a good one.
All right. We're going to break down the secret details of Joel's sex life.
Exactly.
Which he alluded to just moments ago, and I let slip.
He's let slip all day.
We're going to
talk about it. You cannot talk about it. But
those Ockerville River, really?
Yeah, it's a big thing.
It's a dumb name.
You're telling me.
Yeah. And then they got it.
I don't know. Look them up. Google them. They're going to be on Stereo Gum and Pitchfork and all those places.
Yeah.
And people love them. And there you go. Although I wonder.
Meanwhile, Mike Nesmith did this 35 years ago and everybody, one cared.
I wonder if. Fame now, like being a hot indie band that's like big on the internet,
means nothing.
Really means anything when it comes to sales and stuff.
I think it does for Arcade Fire. They
started that way.
Well, you know what? You move into bigger rooms.
I guess I don't know that these guys are moving anywhere, but they're somewhere now.
Yeah,
but I'm not into it. But you know, hey, whatever. I thought I'd share that with you.
It's good. Sure.
Exposing you to new music, and if you like
it, this is only because I forgot that we had played The Kills.
Yeah, you brought The Kills. Like, we got to play this. I'm like, we played that in March or something.
Oh, well,
we played that in either February or March, that album.
What do I know?
I know. The thing is, you've had that probably sitting on your hard drive for 6 months.
Yeah.
And you went out and bought the CD.
Well, whatever.
I mean, it's good for them if you bought somebody's
CD. I don't
think
I had the whole thing.
Yeah, but I could have given you the whole thing. Well, I have the whole thing.
You know what? I like to participate in the global economy.
Oh, well, that's good.
And I found that I still had a Borders gift card that was still money on it.
So there you go. I am offering to you, Corey. I can't offer you a new Kill CD, but I do have Cheetos in a can.
Well, goddamn.
So there you go. Well, look at you. You're not even going to just... I don't care if you're off, Mike. Get them. Just go ahead.
When you start talking about Cheetos in a can, sir... Now you're talking my language.
I don't have a Cheeto in a can. I wanted you to have a Cheeto.
What's the deal with the can?
Eat the Cheetos in the can, and then we'll discuss them.
Is the can making it better?
I'll try them.
Right. I haven't had a Cheeto in a while.
I have thoughts
on... kind of exciting.
I have a Cheeto in a can.
You have thoughts on Cheetos
this
in a can?
This is a crunchy Cheeto, or standard...
Yeah, this is pretty crunchy.
Cheetos in a can. Standard Cheetos, but in a can.
That one's pretty good.
It's like a resealable can with the plastic top.
It's your full Cheetos experience.
A Cheeto. It's no different than any other Cheeto. It's just in a can now.
But the can makes it fresher.
I thought they tasted a little stale when I got them out of the can originally.
Yeah.
So I'm not sold on Cheetos in a can.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying. You're like, yeah, hey, you put the lid on and then they're sealed. But when there's only so many Cheetos in the bottom of the can, that means the rest of the can is filled with air. which means the Cheetos can will get stale more than if you had a bag and you rolled it down to where there was only a little bit left. So I think for ultimate Cheetos freshness,
I need more of a sample.
Well, yeah, go ahead. But I'm just saying, like, if you really want fresh Cheetos, I'm thinking you stick with the bag. That's my theory.
Is the can vacuum packed? Where they?
It might have been when it was brand new, but it's not now. Mm-hmm. I bought those last Saturday, and I ate some.
Oh my God! Last Saturday
during the football game and stuff. So I've been eating them for, I don't know, I probably opened it Sunday or Monday. I can't remember when. But.
Well, it's still a Cheeto to me.
It's still a Cheeto. I'm not saying it's not, but it's. I don't know that
you
the
wonder
can,
why the can isn't more popular.
That's a good question, and it's not.
Yeah, I would ultimately say that. Per unit cost of the can has got to be more.
Well, that can was cheaper than a bag of Cheetos.
Because there's, really?
Yeah.
Because you've got a little bit of aluminum.
Yeah, that's true.
You've got an aluminum bottom here, and you've got a plastic seal on the top.
Yeah.
And a little bit of this kind of foil up here.
Well, there's a foil thing you peel off to break the seal.
So I would say that overall, the unit cost is going to be more than a bag.
That was like $1.50, and I think a bag of Cheetos, like whatever the bag size is, I don't know how many ounces it is about a dollar more. But I think there's more in the bag than are in that can.
Sure.
I think the can may seem deceptively large to
meanwhile,
people, too.
Meanwhile, paying anything for Cheetos is more than you should be paying.
I like Cheetos.
No, I know.
I try not to eat them as much, but I add some Cheetos. I don't know
if I mentioned this, but at the bachelor party last week, one of the guys who's just a particularly weird guy, he's Mr. Party Pants. He's Mr. You know, crazy. He's the guy who taught me how to light Sambuca.
Okay.
And then huff it.
All right.
You inhale the fumes of the Sambuca, and then you do the shot, and you get totally fucked up.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, he brought, for no apparent reason, no one had asked him to do it, but he, like, came to the when we were getting dressed for the wedding.
Yeah.
He comes in, and he's like, dude, look what I got. Flaming Hot Funyuns.
Oh. Wow, you can keep those to yourself.
Yeah, and I'm like, I've never seen Flaming Hot Funyuns before, and he apparently had never seen it either and thought it was amazing, and no one ate them. But
those sound like those are.
Well, first of all, we were minutes away from a wedding, and we're like, let's all just eat some Flaming Hot Funyuns. Yeah. What we need is an onion ring, a synthetic onion ring that's been coated in fiery spices.
Was it red?
Yeah.
Oh God, sounds.
It was
terrible.
Like the Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Have you had the Volcano Taco yet?
I have not had the Volcano Taco. Oddly enough, see, I'm a spice guy, but the Flaming Cheeto holds no appeal to me.
Really?
Not really.
Didn't you buy those for Chill when he was in here?
I did.
And he loved them, right?
I was reaching out.
Yeah, I know.
Ebony and ivory. I wanted our friend Chill to feel comfortable, and so I offered him, you know, the traditional Kwanzaa treat, Flaming Hot Cheetos.
All right.
Yeah.
He was in for Black History Month. That's when he was
on. Okay.
Yeah.
All
right. So yeah,
I never Flaming Hot Funyuns.
Those I've never
for
seen.
For people
those.
Who want their farts to be super toxic,
is that for like the West Coast, like all the Mexicans and stuff out there?
You know, that's a possibility. Maybe. Sure,
possibly.
Mexicans got their own fast food, but they got their own like stuff and their own.
They eat pork rinds and stuff like that, or is that more of a black? Thing?
They do.
They do
chicharrones. They call them. Yeah. Some of your Mexican friends might enjoy that. But no, I mean, if you go to a bodega, there's like all kind of Mexican stuff.
All
like,
right.
You know, they got their own weird stuff. I found these, they were like mango gummies with hot chili pepper on them.
Okay. Those sound terrible.
They were awesome, actually.
Really?
Yeah. You would think they were terrible. And you go, wow, this is the weirdest thing. And
but
they
you
do.
Bought them. That's the thing.
I did.
You bought them.
I did. Ah. But Mexicans at their own. They got their own little world out there.
All right.
But I think they do enjoy. I have not had the Volcano Taco. I will report. Maybe we'll do a fast food review of the
after the show. You'll go get a taco. I wouldn't. I don't think I would eat one even for the show. I know you dump on me because I don't want to eat stuff for the show. That's terrible. But that's you have to admit the Volcano Taco. I think we can figure out that I shouldn't be eating that. That's not for me. I think that's obvious to everyone.
Well, you're a giant wuss about spices.
I'm not a
and
wuss.
So,
Corey, it doesn't. I feel bad when I eat one. If I said, "Hey, Corey, here's some arsenic. Take a tablespoon." It's gonna, you know, if something's gonna make you feel bad inside, why would I put that in my stomach?
I guess so.
I mean, if I knew Cheetos were gonna make you sick, I wouldn't ask you to eat a Cheeto.
Yeah,
but I know you like Cheetos.
Well, you obviously are a zero on the Scoville scale, and that's
well, whatever.
Fine.
I don't know. I'm fine with
that's
it.
That's fine.
I'm fine being a zero. Got no problem being a zero.
You know, you have no ability
have
to process capsaicin. And
I have none. I have zero.
I'm getting scientific on you. I don't know. They used to have the Volcano Burrito.
Oh.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
I think it was about the same time the movie Volcano came out. Do you remember that movie?
You think they found a bunch of shells in the warehouse left over from something?
Well, but I don't think the Volcano Burrito was like red.
No.
The new
Volcano.
Yeah,
the Volcano, it's a red
dye,
shell.
Well, here's the thing. They dye the thing red so that hillbillies will know
it's
that
the
it's hot.
Earl, which one's the Volcano?
No, I didn't know that the Volcano Burrito until I saw its color was red as the cape of Superman.
I'm guessing the red taco.
You and your damn canned Cheetos.
Yeah, look at you. You're going back for more. But I'm guessing the red taco shell probably doesn't even taste any different than the yellow taco shell.
Well, I'm going
to
have to do a little bit of investigation.
I'm thinking the volcano is probably in the meat or something, right? These volcano spice?
Yeah, that's the red shell doesn't seem
the
to
be. The red shell just seems like a warning. It's just like,
first
hey,
all,
look out.
I don't think you can really make corn tortilla that spicy. I don't know, maybe again.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know
well,
why.
Well, it's like a Dorito, I guess.
Yeah, you could. You could coat the shell, but I would think they're putting some sort of sauce in the ground beef.
Yeah, well.
I know a Taco Bell employee that I have on speed dial. Should I call?
Yes, you should.
Should I call right now?
Absolutely.
I'll call right now.
Let's see if we can get an answer on this.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Do you want to? Well, maybe I can edit out the dead time, or you talk about something.
No, I that's fine. You go ahead. And,
I don't want to bore our audience while I call.
Well, before, so. You know, we're boring our audience for 3.5 years now, so it's fine. We're gonna.
Let me see.
How come I can't find dialing music when I finally need a goddamn
dialing music in post.
I can't find a goddamn ringtone.
Play Come On In. We're going to pay the...
That's faggot stuff.
My God damn it.
You want to call by its name? That's strictly for...
That's not dialing me. Hey, can I ask you a question real quick? And then I got to go. And it's going to sound funny, but I just have a question.
Put it on the mic. Go on.
I don't know. You can't hear it on the mic. Okay, let me. I have to ask you about the volcano taco. Can I ask you about that? Okay, what makes that hot? The volcano taco. Let me see if we can
put it on the mic.
Oh.
They
put it in the meat, or they just put it in the taco, like in general.
Put the phone up to the mic.
Oh, they use lava sauce.
Lava sauce.
That's the answer.
Really?
And it's jalapeno stuff that you would put on a quesadilla.
Now,
is
it a volcano because you're actually going to launch off the toilet? Like
have
Krakatoa.
You had one, Sin?
I haven't had a volcano taco before.
No. Okay, and that was all right?
Yeah, it was all right.
Okay.
Put it okay. to the
I can't, I can't, I can't. You can't hear her anyway. Look, Aitzen, I got to go. Thank you for... I'll talk to you later, okay? Thank you for answering the question. My friend thanks you. Corey thanks you.
Thank you so much.
All right. I'll talk to you
later. I'll bring one over here.
Goodbye.
All right. So it's what? Lava sauce, I see.
It's lava sauce. It's a jalapeno sauce. Mm-hmm. Normally reserved for a quesadilla.
But they're breaking it out in a taco.
And they put it in a taco.
Well, son of a bitch.
Thank you for that.
We've learned something important today.
There you go. You thought... You see, that's... That's why I got contacts. What else do you need to know?
That's the reporting that you get here on the Corey and Joel
That's
Radio Show.
My... Corey's going to call somebody and ask about something else, Corey.
No, I'm just making
what
sure
are
my
you
phone's
doing?
Off. Anyway, yeah. So
there you now you know.
Well, it's also good to know that there's juggalettes out there that are working
yeah.
on
tackle,
that are on...
Oh, you're so...
So completely
you're
accurate.
You're so completely off base. You're silly.
I'm so dead nuts accurate in my assumption as to who you would know who works at a goddamn Taco Bell when you're 35 years old.
She's the greatest ass.
Does she?
The greatest ass.
With
the greatest ass.
We have photographic evidence.
Yes, we do.
That?
But when
we're going to see that evidence later on.
It's
on
a great ass. Let me tell you.
Look, I'm from the show. I was born in Missouri. And I need to see what's going to happen. What are you talking
about? She's got a great ass. I don't even know where to see that now. But all right, let's go on.
Well,
let's
folks,
on.
If you need to know anything about fireworks or selling liquor to minors, Joel's got contacts for that,
would
too.
Would you shut up? You wanted to know about a volcano taco when I gave you information. Why are you so upset?
No, I'm not upset. I just think it's... I like you like, I got a Taco Bell employee on speed dial.
I
Hold on.
I happen to have a Taco Bell employee on speed dial, yes.
I haven't known somebody who worked at Taco Bell since I was 16. My cousin worked there briefly. It was a good time, too. Like, I could come in there and get a Mexican. Yeah. Andrew, hey, give me a Mexican pizza.
Listen, I'm just saying. I got the info.
Mm-hmm.
It's my vast network of contacts that bring the information to our fans.
No, it's good.
About what's going on
meanwhile,
in the world of tacos.
I have a vast network of people who can give me phone-a-friend answers for obscure trivia.
See, there you go.
Nobody working at Taco Bell.
Well, you know, hey.
Where does Andrea work? Doesn't Andrea work in some kind of...
Andrea,
she worked at a meat counter for a long time.
She still does. She has a couple different jobs. She works at Real Detroit Magazine, which is where you're from. Mm. You're an alumnus of that magazine.
Yes.
She also cuts meat at an Italian meat market.
Yeah.
And she also works in a print shop.
Oh,
so
God.
Those are her...
What is she, Jamaican? Three jobs? What's going on?
She's homeless. That's something like that. She was maybe going to come by today. I don't know what happened to her. I called her.
Let's call her again.
Her phone was like her messages were full or something. I don't know what she's up to.
One of these people with their phones.
Well, speaking of phone, you're one of the worst people ever with the phone. You never delete a message. Your voice, your mailbox is almost always full.
Yeah, but I call people back.
Okay, I understand that. But you're a guy who doesn't delete the message.
All right. One of these people on Nightmare Cinema.
Yeah.
One of these guys on Nightmare Cinema who I'm supposed to coordinate stuff with. He's got a prepaid cell phone, which he doesn't turn on unless he's going to, like, expect to use it.
Oh, so he doesn't even want, like, your incoming call.
So that number is useless. Yeah. Like, I tried to call that, and they were like, the voicemail is not activated.
Yeah.
And then I called the home, and the home was shut off. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
People broke, man.
I know.
No, that's true. I get that a lot with the
this is just a guy
with the prepaid phone.
This is also a guy who has dial-up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
This is one of those guys. It's one of those guys.
It's pretty jank.
That just doesn't. He's not on the technological cusp.
If he got broadband, he could get like Vonage or something and have phone that way.
You got to explain this to this guy.
Yeah, see, that's weird.
There's some older guys that work on that show, and this is one of them. And the guy, you know what I mean? The Munsters is state of the art for him. It's really
that show
stuff I'm struggling with over there.
How was that? Your stuff is. We gotta have Mac on, right, for Halloween.
Well, we can
pitch
have Mac
that
on.
To him the next time you see him. Because we can promote all this Halloween stuff. We can do a Halloween show.
Well, I'm working on that, and that should be good.
Yeah, I know. Because you said we've talked about this a couple weeks ago.
I'm doing the live show.
You're doing live stuff for that. All right, well, that's good.
So that should be good. I did. I had to write the political jokes for the. They decided they wanted to do a political themed episode, so I wrote like attack ads. For Boney Bob.
Is he debating like Frankenstein or anything?
Yeah, it's like Boney Bob's running for president.
Okay.
So there you go.
There it is.
Yeah, comedy.
Innovation and comedy. There you go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Notice my idea.
It's a pretty basic premise.
Yeah,
look, here's what you do.
It's hard to...
You put Dracula and Frankenstein into anything.
Yeah,
it's
an easy formula.
It's a pretty basic formula.
Well, that was the Munsters. You know, that's why that worked. It was like, all right, Ed, you know... The Munsters, host a softball game. There you
go.
Right. There it is. Instant comedy.
Wolfman Man works at Taco Bell. When he's not busy making crystal meth and hanging out with Twisted, you know?
What are you talking? Now, what is that? Why are you knocking people?
Just the fact that you picked up a phone.
Greatest.
And said, I got a Taco Bell.
It's perfect.
I got a girl that works at Taco Bell. Hold on.
Perfect. It's a perfect.
Hold on.
It's a perfect.
Yeah. A man in his mid-30s has instant access to a Taco Bell staffer.
But I didn't ask her specifically about the shell. But we assume there was nothing in the shell, red shell.
No, you asked her about the shell. What did you say?
Yeah. No, okay, yeah. She said it's not in the shell.
Well, you didn't put the phone to the mic.
It was hard. It was going to be hard to hear. She's very, very slight.
Should we call Bill Hildebrand and see if he's back from... Remember we were getting the message?
We should just call everybody we know today.
Today
that's
phoning it in.
Call Bill. He should be home. What are we going to talk to Bill about?
I don't know, but we've had a running segment about Bill Hildebrandt in the Adirondacks.
I'm in the Caribbean for...
Calling Bill Hildebrandt. Here it is.
See, I think you can hear your phone better than mine. Do you have speaker on that? I don't have speaker on my phone.
Billy, how are you? It's Corey Hall. Yes, Monty Hall is calling.
Monty Hall.
All right, that's Joel in the background.
Hey, Bill.
Hi, Monty.
We've been doing a running segment on the podcast for a while. When will Bill be back from Norway or wherever you were? And now, see, you're home. Huh?
Maybe he's not, though.
I just got home yesterday.
Oh, look at that. Oh, all right. Well, there you go. Question solved. How was it? How was the cruise?
What do you mean, how was the cruise?
Yeah.
People pay big money to go on these fucking things. What are you talking about?
Well, all right. It's good to hear you back in the U.S. of A.
His spirits are so much higher than the...
Yeah.
Well, good. So where's my roast?
Where's your roast? The roast of the Aldebaran?
We're doing it right now.
Well... Bill, it would actually be a seance because most of the guys you've worked with are dead now. So we'll have to reach across the void to get some of your contemporaries in. I know, Bill. We're doing the show, but anyway, I did have something for you that I'll call you about later. Somebody's doing a local TV documentary, and I think your old show C Sharp should be included.
All right,
buddy.
All right, Bill. Later, Bill. Bill Hildebrand checking in. I don't know how much of that the people heard at home.
Yeah, it was a little.
We heard special. It in our headphones, but maybe I don't know if it's going to make it into the final.
We'll see.
Show because by the time we
Bill heard, cranky as ever.
What do you mean? How was the cruise? What do you think?
The fucking cruise.
The fucking cruise, man.
No. We should really have a system where we can actually make phone calls.
Well, there is a Well, you know, we have a thing that I bought for my phone. Mm-hmm. But it didn't sound good. There was interference. I bought it Radio Shack. I still have it. It's a little thing. It plugs into the bottom of the cell phone.
Yeah.
And then it plugs into the board. The problem with it is only one person can talk into the phone at
We're
once.
Damn near 200 shows in, and we haven't figured out how to use
well,
the
there's
phone.
Well, there's a machine we use at W Fuck Off Radio. It's a little breakout box. And it uses an aux send, which I think we have an aux send on this, or maybe we don't. So I don't know if we have an aux on our board. I don't think we do. Hmm. We have an FXN. That might do it. And then, like, but on that, like, people can, yeah. Like, that way, you know, because even if we had the thing that plugs into the phone, only one person could talk into it. And, you know, you would be able, the people at home would be able to hear both sides of the conversation. But the person we're talking to wouldn't be able to hear both of us.
Well,
unless we were sitting next to each other, both talking into the same phone.
Red Bar Radio's got it. You know, they can take phone calls. And
okay, well, that's fine.
Air Out My Shorts can take phone calls.
Well, go listen to them.
Which pressing buttons in the word
Stop,
hour.
Turn this off and go listen to Red Bar.
I'm Radio. Just saying we should maybe
Well,
get
there's a
phone.
A machine you can buy. You can buy it if you want to buy it. But, you know, we don't have a home phone line in the studio. So then we'd have to get that. And someone's going to have to pay for that.
Maybe we could just pick up the,
I was gonna say,
maybe just pick up your neighbors.
There's a white trash asshole outside the studio at this moment. I want to put like our webcam, but just put it outside and people can watch the idiot neighbors.
It was like a scene from 227 when I
pulled up here. Was Jack Kay was out yeah. there and Marley
Let
Goods?
Me tell you something, girl. Here's an actual quote.
Yeah.
As I walked up to Joel's house. And it's an otherwise lovely neighborhood, except these people
it is.
Next door.
It's a good neighborhood.
Here's a quote. Girl, I'm fitting to ride that scooter up to the stove. That was an actual quote. Thank you.
I'm trying to see.
Joel's going to take his microphone over there and see.
Well, there's a guy. There's a black guy with the...
You're working. Through the window? You're going to try and...
No, he's got a car. He's got the hood of a minivan open. I don't know what he's doing.
Wasn't there a guy that used to work on his Trans Am in this...
That guy was two doors down, but that guy's gone. So.
Yeah.
The city came down on these idiots the other day.
Yeah.
They had to tow all their crap out of there, their crappy old cars that
Did
didn't
they?
Run. Yeah, and they got rid of everything, so that was good. And they had to cut some trees down, but fucking idiots.
Wow. Yeah. Well, it was good. We should have Hildebrand on again.
He's a guy we should have back.
To spew his bitter
Neil's
invective.
Favorite guest.
Well, you know, I enjoy his work because he reminds me much of Himmler on his perfect hate, his uniform, on it.
Oh, come on. Stop doing Nazi jokes about Neil.
I'm sorry.
I love he put on our forum that he loves airships. I'm like, is there an end to his darkness? Is there a new wrinkle on Neil's? He put that on the forum. He goes, you know I love airships.
Well, I like dirigibles. On
well,
the,
what kind of...
You know, the Hindenburg was a miscalculation, but the...
yeah. If I was alive, I would have warned against the use of hydrogen. Yeah. But instead, they did not. But does the song have something to do with an airship?
The song's called Hindenburg.
Oh, is that what? Well, see, I don't even know.
Zeppelin Across the Sky.
I just kind of tuned this out. Oh, okay, our incredible flying
machine. Here comes this guy.
Von Hindenburg. That's Niels. Isn't that Niels singing?
Yeah. It's either Niels or Dr. Keith from the Electric Man. It's one of the two. This song's about Zeppelins too. They built a Zeppelin filled with Zyklon B that they were gonna fly right over Poland.
I'll translate. We fly from here to there. We put our hydrogen-filled blimp into the air.
Drop a bomb on England. Drop a bomb on France.
All right, that's enough of that. Speaking of world travel, do you want to talk about Amazing Race that just came on? Because we had quite an extensive
conversation.
Why can't
we let the world go? Oh, we will. Well, but let me just wrap on Niels and his
on Niels? Okay, yes. I didn't. Okay.
I apologize, Niels. The Nazi stuff is old. It's tired. None of us were alive during World War II.
No, none of us.
I promised from now on to make fun of you solely based on the fact that you're into the dirigibles and Polynesian chicks. So we'll strictly...
Wow.
We're going to stick mainly to those topics. If we're going to bash a fan directly,
ugh.
You know what I'm saying? Let's come up with other reasons to bash Cam other than him living in the Arctic Circle.
Oh, God.
Like he's a fat hump. You know what I'm saying? That's what we should talk about.
He got your walrus.
He had the narwhal.
Toy.
Yeah,
the narwhal.
It was exciting. The narwhal.
Why don't you just buy one from that catalog?
I now that I see that's where it is. Yeah
it's in the catalog. You'll buy it from there, and you don't need to buy anything.
I thought it was something you could only get up there.
No, it's from some... It's
like it was at the Yellowknife party store.
See, I wanted to get... I looked at that catalog, and there was the Angry Mob starter set.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I'd probably get that over the narwhal.
Well, we have a couple of those at Nightmare Cinema. We've got like the running, there's like terrified citizens that are running, and there's like zombies.
All right, see?
Stuff like that. There's cool stuff in the Archie McPhee catalog. Check that out. Anyway, Amazing Race. You want to get into...
Yes.
What time do we have until the break here?
We got 5 or 10 minutes. We can get Amazing Race in that time.
And we got a bunch of TV to talk about.
Well, Amazing Race in particular, just on the World Traveler theme. They need to do... They really blew it this year based on episode one.
Really?
It was very forgettable.
Haven't we felt that way about other episode ones?
You feel that way about everything that's ever come on television and, you know.
But Amazing Race.
Anything that's not the Hot Fudge shows isn't ultimately a disappointment to you.
That's a great show.
Until they bring that back, everything's kind of sad to you. But no, I mean, it was just for Amazing Race, it was a very generic Amazing Race.
Yes.
If you've seen Amazing Race before, you saw nothing in this first episode you haven't seen in the past.
I tend to feel the show gets better as it goes along, though, because you get more rooted in the storyline.
I understand that. But based on one episode, though, it did very little to make you care about the people in this episode and want to tune them back in and see how they're doing.
They left from Los Angeles and they went to Brazil. Yeah. And that's how they've started at least three
They started
seasons.
A lot of. But and the thing is, they went to Brazil, but you didn't even see, like... I mean, I know they've done a lot of the big, you know, things in these countries that everyone's seen. They, you know, they've done the Great Wall. They've done, you know, all this stuff. But it was such a generic, like, foreign country. Yeah. Like, you didn't even really feel like you were in Brazil. You were just in, hey, these people are different than us, and we're going to run through the streets. And, you know, it just was not, it was not
sometimes
unique
on that,
enough.
Sometimes on that show, they run so quickly that you don't get any impression of where they are.
Yeah, it was just not
people or whatever.
And the stuff they had them do, the challenges were not fun at all. There wasn't anything like cool that they did, you know.
Well, I think the show's kind of hamstrung by it. There's how many places can they go?
No, but I mean, when they get there, they could do anything. When they get there, and they're like, "You got to climb down a cargo net." Well, but who gives a shit? They do that on American fucking Gladiators every minute. You know, I mean, what's the, you know, why do that?
And you're right, in that the teams were fairly forgettable.
I mean, whatever. I mean, casting is, you know, is a good amount of the success of a reality show comes down to its casting. And I don't feel that this one is casted, but maybe people will emerge and we'll learn things about them.
I'm currently rooting for the comic book guys, but I know that they're going to last about 3 weeks.
Isn't the comic book guy like one of the head Comic-Con guys? That's what I heard.
Yeah.
He's actually like an organizer
of Comic-Con.
The guy with
the red beard.
I'm not sure if which guy, but yeah.
He's kind of famous.
Those guys seem like homos too.
A little bit.
But did they seem gay? I mean, I'm not just saying that because they're comic book guys. They seem like they were like a couple or something.
They weren't manly men like ourselves.
No, but I'm just saying, no, I mean, but you and I don't give off a homo vibe, I don't think.
Tell that to some people.
Well, you and I, but you know what I mean? These guys kind of seem like homos.
Yeah.
A little bit, I don't know. And you had the other nerd guys, the college guys,
mm-hmm.
who were the frat boys, but they look like just complete nerds.
Well, there's a guy with a 4 foot Jufro.
Yeah.
And he's wearing a little Star of David on his neck and like an Arizona State t-shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally Team Super Bad.
Yeah, and that's what they're called. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, complete, and the other guy's wearing glasses and he looks like McLovin a little
complete
bit.
Complete nozzles, those guys. And the chicks were not that attractive.
Yeah, the chicks aren't that hot.
And the team that went off the first week was a combination of two elements that work well or can kill you in Amazing Race. They were hippies, but they were old hippies.
Yeah, they were old. And they were like real like giant white hair and beard on the guy. And
now, hippies have won two of the last three Amazing Races.
Who were the two? I mean, I remember the two hippie guys that won.
Two hippie guys, and the team last year was hippies.
Who were they? I forget.
It was a couple. It was a, remember, it was the girl who was tiny and her douchey boyfriend.
I don't even remember. You know, I don't even remember who won last Amazing Race.
Well, they were hippies. They were very mellow hippies.
Oh,
and okay. They won last season.
I'll take your word for it.
How are you forgetting?
Because I've seen a million Amazing Races.
God, we watched that thing religiously.
But you know what? I don't even remember. Wow. I can't tell you. I can't.
Hippies are very good on the Amazing Race because they're about the experience, man. Dig this, man. We're in Greece. Look at this. You know, they're very into it, and they're very centered on where they are.
Sure.
And they're patient.
Yeah, okay.
Hippies are patient.
They can sit through those Grateful Dead songs.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm
you can sit through a Dave Matthews concert, you got the patience of a fucking saint. You can win anything.
That was actually a good joke. That was
funny, funny, funny.
That was funny, funny.
Don't. It's fine. People know that you're a dick. See, the audience knows the jokes are funny without you putting your thing on it.
No, I didn't.
And they know that anything funny I say, you'd never laugh at.
I felt that,
and you give me no credit.
I should not have given you the wah wah wah.
It's okay. It's fine. It's,
we don't have a bravo button.
You're the anchor. That's all. You know.
We don't.
I'm the airship, and you're holding me back. That's it. I'm ready to take off and cross the Atlantic.
Oh, really?
And you're holding me back.
Oh, Mr. No Spice Loving Taco.
That's right.
Hating out hates Mexicans.
Wow.
Anyway,
I'd like the girl at Taco Bell.
And
on that note, maybe we should
take funny
comedy. Oh, now you're laughing. All right, why don't we take a break here? We'll play more Ockerville River.
Okay.
And then we'll come back with more TV stuff, although I haven't seen very much. So we'll have to kind of fill in the gaps on that and whatever. So let's get out of here. We'll come back with more show right after this.
People line up to see.
Welcome back, everybody. It's the Corey and Joel Radio Show.
There it
is. Show 192.
Ockerville River.
Ockerville River. Corey's new favorite band.
Yeah.
Corey will show up with the Ockerville River CD in about 8 months and go, we should play this.
It's going to be sweet. Totally forgot we played The Kills.
Yeah, we played The Kills. I have The Kills' other album. I think they have at least one other album, and I have that if you want it.
Yeah, they have three albums.
Okay, well, I only have two of them probably. I'm guessing. All right, welcome back to the show. It's show 192. We're going to talk about some TV shows around, although I have to say I haven't seen a lot of the new shows. I don't think I've watched one brand new show. In other words, not a returning new season of shows. You know, I don't think I've watched a new series at this point.
Well,
and I don't even know which one I would want to watch.
Boy,
What have you watched that's new?
You know, you're not a scripted show guy.
No,
so.
But I watched Pushing Daisies last year, and I watched a bunch of new.
Believe me, of the new shows, nothing is really grabbing.
Right, that's
attention.
What I mean. Like, what's should I be watching?
Fringe.
What about those comedies? Worst Week or one of those?
Worst Week keeps getting good reviews.
Does it? But yeah, so maybe that's something I should watch.
What are you gonna watch? Gary Unmarried with
Jay Moore. Is that on yet?
I think it is.
God. Well, you know, he's a guy he's real easy to root against. For whatever reason. You know what I mean? He's a guy you don't wish to do well, sort of, don't? Isn't that?
It's
don't
hard,
you feel the same way?
Hard to see Jay Moore succeeding in life.
He seems like a real douche.
Well, he wrote a book about how awful Saturday Night Live was.
Yeah.
And then he completely sucked a dong when he was on Saturday Night Live. Like, it was all their fault.
Yeah, well.
I'm a big fan of his show, Action.
Okay.
Jay Moore had a show called Action about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
That was short-lived on Fox,
where
he was a cynical Hollywood producer.
Okay.
Buddy Hackett was on. It was great. But otherwise, Jay Moore can suck my nuts. Well, there are returning favorites like Heroes, which...
How was that?
I watched half of, and then...
Ooh.
It was a two-hour... They put two episodes back to back.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So I got through the first one all right.
Yeah.
And then... That show can drag sometimes.
So, I mean, is it something that you're going back to watch the rest
I'll
of?
I'll probably watch some more here. Well, you know, I'll watch some more. But
you might be jumping off the Heroes bandwagon, is that what you're
you
saying?
You know, the way the thing works now, there's new series out all the time because they stagger them on cable.
Yeah.
Like Mad Men is like wrapping up its season.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
Coming. There's only a couple episodes left.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've been watching that for 10 weeks. And it's, you know what I mean? Like,
okay.
I don't feel like the fall season has
is a
the
real
impact
season
that it once did.
Yeah, I agree with that. New shows come out all the time, and it keeps new listeners.
Now, meanwhile,
new viewers.
In the summer, they put on crap like Wipeout, where they're like, hey, watch a guy fall off a thing.
Remember at the beginning of the summer, we watched all kinds of shit. What was the show where everyone bet on, like...
Wanna Bet.
Was it called Wanna Bet?
It was called Wanna Bet.
Okay.
Where they had the two English guys that
were... Oh, yeah. Ant and Deck, yeah.
Kick and Fuck or
yeah,
whatever.
Ant
sucking,
and Deck, yeah.
Sucking Balls. What
and
were their names?
Celebrities would bet about people could do
something. Arse and Bollocks.
This is also a show called I Bet You, which is a different show. But that's not important right now.
No. What's important is that there's a woman screaming at the top. It's the Women of Brewster Place over there.
You want me to see what's going on now?
Girl, let me tell you what's happening.
Oh, they are carrying
they
on
are
out there.
Carrying,
I mean, you guys can't hear it at home.
A something fierce.
Let's try to pretend like it's not happening.
I'm just going to try.
Because I, you know, for the new series, God, I haven't seen anything. HBO has two new comedies that I don't know. I think they're getting kind of like mixed reviews or negative reviews. There's Little Britain USA, which is a sketch show based on the guys that did Little Britain in England. And
which I was never a huge fan of to begin with.
I've seen little bits of that and thought it was okay in the little bits and pieces I saw. And then there's something about Tim or something, the guy named Tim.
The Adventures of Tim.
The Adventures of Tim. It's an animated show. It looks like Dr. Katz without Dr. Katz, kind of. And that might be, I don't know, I haven't watched that yet.
And have you, boy, I'm kind of tuning out animated shows.
Yeah, oh yeah, I don't watch them.
Which is very bizarre because I used to love you know.
Really?
You know, The Simpsons and all that.
Well, love Simpsons at the beginning. I mean, first seven, eight seasons of Simpsons, I watched every one. Yeah. Tuned out after that. King of the Hill, I watched maybe the first two seasons religiously at King of the Hill.
12 years of King of the Hill.
There is now, but I'm saying, yeah, I did the 2 years of that. Futurama, I maybe watched the first season, and that was about it. And after that, animated shows, I mean, Ren and Stimpy, I guess I watched, but now we're going back, you know, almost 2 decades.
I'm just saying, in the 90s, I loved animated shows.
Right, but I'm saying, yeah, but now, do you watch any of them?
No.
American Dad, have you seen that piece of garbage?
Futurama only puts out, I mean, they're putting out, like, movies, and then they're breaking them into new episodes.
Right.
So I might watch some of the new episodes when they come on Comedy Central. But, boy.
Do you watch Family Guy ever?
No, good God.
Yeah,
no.
I don't watch Family Guy either.
I caught a little bit of South Park the other night, and South Park is what it's always been.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, and if you like South Park once.
Because I remember when South Park debuted, a bunch of guys, we all got together, and we all watched that, and none of us, not one of us, we watched the very first episode ever live when it hit the airwaves. I think five or six guys, you know, and none of us liked it. Not one of us thought it was funny, and I never.
You're in a tough room, Joel.
No. It was six guys. It wasn't just me. It was six guys. Not one of us thought it was funny. I never watched it again.
Yeah.
And we thought, well, that's it for that show because it's not funny. And now it's on 15 years later.
Well, you know, I have never once sat down and went, oh, my God, I got to watch South Park.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, yeah.
But it's on a lot, and sometimes I'll catch it, and I'll enjoy a little bit of it.
I never liked it. I mean, I didn't, you know, it's not a show like a King of the Hill where I liked it when it was on originally and then kind of got sick of it and kind of got played out. It's a show that I hated from the beginning.
There's very little comedy that passes the Joel sniff.
No, it's that. Why is it about me? Why are you making it about me?
You just, there's so few comedies you give the stamp of approval to.
Because, okay, name me 10 good comedies on TV right now.
Well,
you can name me like one.
Gary Unmarried.
Okay, see? Now you're just taking the piss anyway.
The New Adventures of
Old
Christine.
You won't answer an honest question.
No,
so
but,
then who cares?
You know, I don't know. You turn your nose up at
I like The Office. I was going to get to the new Office, which I watched. Watched it twice, actually. Watched The New Office twice. Mm-hmm. Liked it.
Did you?
I don't know if it was a quote, return to form, because a lot of people think that show kind of went off the rails a little bit. But I enjoyed it.
Season 4 was weak by Office standards.
Yeah, I like this new one.
Yeah?
I like that episode.
I thought it was a little dark.
Yeah, but that's okay.
I thought the...
But isn't it supposed to be dark?
Boy, the stinger with Toby was unbelievably dark.
Yeah, you had a problem with dad or something.
I thought that was a little cruel.
Toby went and got injured. He's not dead or anything.
Well, all right, I had
he went to Costa Rica. He fell off a hang glider.
It's not that we haven't... You need to give spoiler alerts because we ruin everything on this show.
If you hadn't seen it by now, then...
Here's my major gripe with The Office this week.
Yeah.
I had one big problem with it, and it was a fairly good episode.
Yes.
Ryan. We'd gotten rid of Ryan.
Ryan.
Who had become an extraordinarily obnoxious character.
Yes.
They'd gotten rid of Ryan, and now Ryan's back.
Yes.
In a completely...
They shoehorned him right into the show.
Okay, Ryan had graduated to being an executive with a company.
Yeah.
He was a VP or something.
In the corporate office in New York.
Yes. Yeah. Then he got arrested.
He embezzled or something.
He was embezzling.
Yeah.
The company's going to let him work as a temp?
Well, no, he said he got hired through a temp agency. Michael Scott wanted him hired through temp. I mean, which, you know.
I understand, but Michael's got bosses.
I understand.
Those bosses are going to. Look, I understand it's a comedy show.
Yeah.
But there's limits. The guy who was a former executive who got who got arrested for embezzling.
Yes.
And they had a very tidy disposal of an unlikable character.
Yeah.
No one liked Ryan at the end of last season.
Okay.
Ryan was a complete weasel and a
jerk. Well, that's probably why they had him get arrested.
And frankly, no one liked Ryan very much ever on the show. Ryan was, by the way, in the original Office, there was a temp.
Yeah.
But he was in like three episodes and he was kind of a foil for Ricky Gervais, as was everybody on that show. The American Office having, you know, much longer seasons. Needs to develop all these characters.
Yeah.
But Ryan, no one ever liked.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's
maybe if you're a 12-year-old girl, you liked him.
I mean, I'm
he's
not...
one of the producers. Isn't B.J. Novak
he's a writer-producer on the show. Yeah, he's a writer-producer.
So he's got to get himself on there.
But I don't know. I'm not,
I was so aggravated by seeing Ryan.
I had no idea you had this hatred for Ryan.
He's a himbo. First of all, I hate cute guy. I hate, like, he's yeah. a cutie. He's a little, yeah. he's a little cutie pie.
That's why you hate me.
Oh, yeah, no, no.
It's, but.
Something altogether different going on there.
All right. No, but I mean, I don't know. I never had a problem with him. I mean, it, you know, another character.
What a
the
weasel.
Show.
And they bring him back. And I'm like, okay.
Well, I mean.
I understand they're trying to put a little raspberry seed in your wisdom tooth. I understand. That show functions to a certain degree on discomfort.
Yeah.
That's the premise of the show. At least that's the original premise of what all of Ricky Gervais's comedy is built yeah. on. He can't open a movie in America.
Oh, that movie Tank, Ghost Town?
Didn't do all that well. All
right. But anyway, no, I thought The Office was generally good. I liked, it is very, it's continued some of the soap opera stuff with Jim and Pam. Pam went to college, met a guy who's funnier and younger than Jim. You know, it was like it was basically Jim, but
that,
the younger
that guy
version.
Also plays Harry on Mad Men.
Okay,
and we saw him in something else.
Oh, okay,
so he's
all
like
over
all
now.
Over. That guy's getting yeah. all kinds
blowing
of casting.
Up.
Well, yeah.
good for him.
Yeah.
And
don't know his name.
I don't know his name either.
He's not big enough to have a name yet.
And then I thought The Office was pretty solid. I was happy with it. You know, there was some other story. You know, storyline things. If Angela's going to marry what's his name?
Andrew.
Angie. Andy Bernard.
Yes.
But, you know, it just doesn't seem Ooh, like she's going to.
Andy remains the funniest guy on the show.
You like Andy. Andy's I thought Andy hilarious. Was maybe a little overdone. Andy, they amped up his dorkdom a little bit.
Well,
too much.
They are very carefully using Creed. That's good.
Yes.
They never have. Uh-oh. And,
you got your Creed, your Stanley, your Phyllis this week. You got yeah. your, you know, you got your little bits of all of them.
Yeah.
You know. It was fine.
It was a good time.
I liked The Office. Thumbs yeah. up. And what about Survivor? You don't watch that, do you?
No, I don't.
It's now in HD.
Well, shit. You can look at a coconut in HD.
Well, you can look at nice chicks with nice racks in HD.
By the way,
yeah,
we got a coconut from the grocery store.
Yeah?
For giggles, you know?
Yeah.
Amy said, well, they were like, you know, they had coconuts on sale. Sure.
They're probably cheap, too.
It was like $2 for $3.
Right? Yeah.
So I said, let's get a coconut. What the hell? We'll make something with it. You know, we were like, okay.
Yeah.
We'll make something with it.
Sure.
That son of a bitch opening that coconut.
It's hard to open a coconut, isn't it?
And they even had like a notch that was like, this is
they put one in there for you?
This is like a pre-cut coconut. And I was hitting that with a knife, and then I literally had to get a hammer out.
Yeah.
And tap that son of a bitch with a hammer to break open the coconut. And I'm like, how did somebody decide this was something that they could
yeah,
eat?
Yeah, some guy's on an island somewhere.
You've got to be very hungry.
Eat a coconut.
You've got to be hungry as a son of a bitch. To crack this thing open. Maybe it fell out of a tree, hit a rock.
I watched.
It opened up, and the first guy who ate a coconut said, holy shit, look at this. There's something inside this coconut.
I watched Survivor Man eat a coconut, and he showed you how to open one.
Did he?
Well, what you do is you have to wedge something in there. So you have to use like a chisel, or like a some sort of a wedge device to put in there.
Mm-hmm.
Then you hit that, and then that breaks the coconut.
It open.
Yeah. It's not enough to have one tool. You need like.
I saw the one where he was eating coconuts.
Cause, yeah.
Because, by the way, getting trapped on a tropical island, way better than getting trapped somewhere else.
Than in the cold or
yeah.
something.
Yeah. He was.
I think he said that.
He
yeah.
had he had all kinds of stuff to eat.
Yeah.
He was eating coconuts. And, yeah. You know, he was living high in the hog.
But on Survivor on CBS, they did another thing, not unlike Heroes, two episodes back to back is the season premiere. Mm-hmm. And I was bored by the middle of the second one. I was going, okay, that's enough.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, but I liked the show in general, and it looked better in HD. It was neat. They should be shooting it a little differently.
No, I found the thing that we both complained about Amazing Race, that it was very similar to other Amazing
yeah.
Races. For me, that's what happened with Survivor.
And
I checked out of Survivor a long time ago.
The difference in Survivor is that it's more personality driven. So by casting it differently, it ultimately becomes much different. The problem with Amazing Race is they're still going through airports and they're still running through towns with backpacks. And, you know, you don't.
So on Survivor, they're going and doing an immunity challenge
but,
where they
but
swim out.
Most of the show is them sitting around talking.
Yeah.
And it's different, the different people you have in it. That's all.
Well, and maybe this is why I bailed out on Big Brother, too. I didn't find people sitting around talking to be terribly...
well, it depends who it is.
70% of Big Brother is them sitting around doing strategy.
Yeah.
We're talking game.
Yeah.
What if I...
There's a lot of that.
If I get
Survivor.
HOH, then Belina is going to have to suck my nuts.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it just doesn't... this Big Brother was
the
worst
past
Big
one,
Brother.
You're saying, yeah. The one in the summer, yeah, it was not good.
I was riveted by the one in the spring.
Yeah.
I was watching those idiots every day.
Yeah.
I was watching the... And when Evil Dick was on, I was watching the Showtime feed.
Yeah, but you weren't watching the summer one, huh?
And then this one...
with old Jerry. Yeah.
Well, first of all, there were three of them in way too close proximity.
Yeah, they were too close together.
They were way too close.
Survivor something, I mean, Big Brother something you'll forget about, and then when it comes back, you go, oh, okay, maybe I'll watch it. And they may do another winter one, I'm hearing, coming up.
They've had three seasons of Big Brother within a year.
In
under a year, they've had three seasons.
Not really, two in a year.
Okay, well, the Evil Dick was last summer.
Yeah.
And then they had one in the spring, and then they had one in the summer.
Well, yeah, if you...
They've had three in a calendar in 12 months.
Technically, if you want to get technical.
I'm getting technical.
It's not...
And that's way too much Big Brother.
No.
I know Roger's a huge Big Brother fan on our forum, but who else? Anybody else?
I don't know. I heard...
Who cared?
Yeah, it was... You know what? The guy Dan who won, who was from Dearborn, Michigan... was kind of a real good player. He played real kind of mean and strategic. And he was actually pretty interesting to watch. He did a lot of wild stuff with his nominations and his alliances. And he was pretty cool to watch. But everyone else was kind of just, you know. They had the hot blonde, but the hot blonde wasn't as hot as the other hot blondes they've had on. You know, they had you know, variances on people who have been on before. And
well, when you do
none
a show
were,
over
yeah.
and over again, you're going to have that.
Yeah.
Which is why I oftentimes will enjoy a show like Mad Men, which is completely artificial and crafted and made to be something, instead of watching some girl from Utica sit there and babble.
All right.
I don't care about that at the bar.
I understand
why would
that.
I care about that?
I don't know. I'm not telling you to care about it.
That's
I'm
how I feel about
if you watch it. Sometimes it's interesting. And Survivor, I found, is of the three CBS reality shows, because those were kind of the original three reality shows where Big Brother, Amazing Race, and Survivor. Survivor's the one that actually seems to have freshened itself up a little bit over the years. I mean, Big Brother's gone through changes, but the more radical changes were done in the earlier seasons. And Survivor still, you know, you can watch it. It's not like, even if you don't watch every Survivor, sometimes they're very good self-contained shows. I mean, Amazing Race is pretty good that way, too, if you don't watch every one. And you just tune one in.
Yeah.
You can have a good time with it. Big Brother, if you don't watch it every time, you don't know what the fuck's going on. I'll give it that show. That show you do need to watch every time.
I want to watch
that's an investment.
I want to watch a show about what Bill Hildebrandt does when he's on that cruise ship.
There's a reality show. Bill on
I
the
want
cruise.
To see what Bill does to entertain himself while he's on a cruise. While he's on a boat for... This is what kills me about Bill Hildebrandt. This is the life. I'm out of the clubs. I'm not working in clubs anymore. I'm doing a cruise ships.
Yeah.
It's the life.
Wow.
Yet, Bill goes, what? I was just on a fucking boat.
He's bitching about it now.
Right.
So maybe he's changed in his opinion of it.
No! I think he's a far bissin' upon him. He's a sour face that just won't get like anything.
Maybe he is.
Ultimately, that's the dirty secret about stand-up comedy. It's a job that takes up very little of your time.
Yeah.
And it's easy to get bored.
I guess.
Because most of your life in stand-up comedy is you drive somewhere, you sit in a hotel room, and then you go do a show.
Yeah, it's not it terribly...
There's not a lot to it.
The first times you do stuff is always fun.
Yeah.
You know, the first time you played the Comedy Castle on the weekend was fun. You know, the first time I played the Meadowbrook Music Festival was fun. First time I did a casino was fun.
And it was fun for
first
me,
time I went, like, to places I've never been, like the Carolinas.
Sure.
And I've been to Florida, but there were parts of Florida I've never been to that I got to go for comedy. That was all fun. But going back to the club I've played 100 times, not the most fun thing in the world, you know?
And now it's going on a cruise ship to the Mediterranean.
But maybe that'll get old.
It's old for Bill Hildebrandt.
It's old for Bill. Wow.
That's why life sucks.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
You constantly need new challenges.
Look at it this way. People get tired of banging Jennifer Aniston and dump her.
I don't know why that
is. You know what I mean? It gets old. You know what I mean?
I'm sick of banging that chick from Taco Bell.
There was a guy.
I will do a show on here.
Yeah.
Taco Bell. It's a perfect ass.
How's her Mexican pizza?
It's a perfect ass.
Sure it is.
It's a perfect ass.
All right. I got to see documentation. I want to see footage of this.
I'll show you. Okay. But anyway, what else are we talking
about? You're a perfect ass. What do you talk to her
about?
I'm
a perfect ass.
You talk to her about, you know, what does empanadas, are they hot?
I don't know.
When you make them?
I don't know.
What do you discuss with her?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't know. You don't know anything.
You know, we discuss Mad Men because we're both into highbrow entertainment.
Well, that's what I do with my girlfriend.
Yeah, I do watch Mad Men. People, I watch Mad Men, and I swear.
Yeah.
This is a couple things on it. Again, I've tuned it in, and as I tune it in small chunks, nothing interesting is happening. But people tell me if you watch Mad Men, like, in fact, a guy wrote a whole thing in Entertainment Weekly about this. You know, they have their little editor.
Yes.
Colleague Stephen King does one.
You have to watch the whole episode.
A guy said, don't even watch this season of Mad Men. Go get the DVD and start with season one, episode one. Like, you can't watch Mad Men. You can't just turn it on and watch it.
Well,
you have to get a DVD.
This
you got to order a box set of stuff.
No, this week what happened was they had Joel Murray, Bill Murray's brother.
Okay.
He's one of the account execs, but he's kind of a older guy who likes to drink and party. And, you know, he's kind of those real casual. You know what I really like about the show is the portrait of the old times when you could smoke in an elevator.
Okay.
And Freddie, who was Joel Murray, got a little tanked up and they had a big account meeting and he literally pissed his pants in the office and then passed out because he'd been drinking so much.
I saw none of that.
And so they had to discreetly fire Freddie, who'd been with the company for a long time.
Okay.
And it was all the guys were turning their backs and trying to stab Freddie.
You know what I saw? Maybe it wasn't this week. It might have been last week. But I literally turned it on. A lady was lining her shelves. And I was like, I can't. Who's watching? I'm like, I can't watch this.
They don't do that for long.
She was lining her shelves. I had it on for, I don't know, more 3 minutes.
Come on.
She was lining her shelves. And I go, I can't. What? This is not a show to me.
They do it.
I mean, look, I'm sure it's a good show. I'm not saying it's a bad show, but I tune it in, and I don't know what's going on.
Well, when I tune on Survivor, it's I don't like so and so. So and so's a jerk.
Well, I mean, again, but Survivor, you know, again, it's one of those things where, you know, it's been on. You missed one episode. If you tune it in this week, you'll be all caught up. You know, I mean, it's whatever. The guy's got to roll a big giant ball through the forest. It's easy to follow.
Yeah.
It's Mad Men. I got to go back 10 shows.
But this is what fascinates me. If it's the hint of effort, you don't want to do it.
Well, okay, you're going to go back and watch a whole season of something?
I did.
You watched the whole season of Mad Men?
I watched the whole season of Mad Men on demand. when it started picking up critical acclaim.
All right.
I didn't catch on to Mad Men until maybe the second to last episode of the first season.
Somebody at the Obama rally told you Mad Men was good, and so you watched it.
No, I read an article.
I mean, I don't know. I just that's fine, but
fascinating.
But there's every article says every show was good.
No,
every article says I gotta watch. It's Never Sunny in Philadelphia because that's God's gift to comedy. I gotta watch that now. Yeah, so I gotta watch every show that people say is good, and it's like I can't. I mean, we've had this argument 8 million times on the show.
Yeah.
If you want to watch Mad Men, I'm not gonna make fun of you.
No.
When I watch a show, you may have no problem making fun of me. So that's what it comes.
You know
down.
What? It's because I'm an elitist prick and I'm
a
snob.
Well, there's probably a hint of that.
Yeah,
there's probably a hint of that in the argument. Actually, it's not that you're an elitist snob.
I'm tired of being right.
A Cro-Magnon.
I'm tired of being right and being.
I'm
called
a Cro-Magnon.
Being called an asshole.
But I'm an idiot. But I'm an idiot. That's the thing.
Well, Survivor,
I'm not saying Mad Men's a bad
Survivor
show.
Does not require a lot of intellectual rigor.
But it's watching television. Why does that involve?
You know why? Because what fascinates me is you're a very smart guy who doesn't push himself in any way.
But I watched the whole. I watched a whole documentary about Roswell the other day.
Oh,
I watched that, which is a scientific
show. You watched some junk science.
I watched some. No, I watched National Geographic.
I'll tell you know what I do?
I watch a lot of stuff. I mean, I'm not like I'm not like fucking retarded. But again, I'm retarded because I don't like Mad Men. And I go, I'm sure it's a fine show, but I don't have time to watch. It's like it's too much work to watch the show like that.
I find Survivor to be strenuous because I have to care about people who I don't find.
But I'm not begging you to watch Survivor. I'm not telling you.
No, I'm not begging you to watch Mad Men.
You do, but you get mad at me about how you're disappointed that I'm not watching Mad Men or something.
Ah, whatever.
And I'm like, I don't feel that opposite way
Joel,
about you.
Joel, you are what you are. You're never going to eat a volcano taco.
Yeah, I'm not going to eat a volcano taco.
You'll never know the difference between a habanero and a.
I'm fine with all that.
Uh huh.
But I mean, I don't know. I don't know. What difference does it make?
I don't know.
It's just, I mean, you watch Mad Men. Again, I try to watch it.
Yeah.
But when I try to watch, like when I tune in something, like when I tune in, there was a guy, I tune in a show. They're making cement on Smash Lab.
Yeah.
And I go, you know, this is good. But I tune it in. I see they're making cement. And I go, I'm going to watch the rest of this because it's good. They're making cement.
Yeah.
And they're seeing it if it can withstand, like if they mix air into the cement, if it'll make it. Where it'll stop a car if it goes off the freeway. And I go, that's interesting to me. I'm going to watch this show.
Wouldn't,
and I watched the whole thing from that point. I didn't see the whole show.
Wouldn't mix
but about
in,
10 minutes in from there, I watched it. But when I watched 10 minutes in the Mad Men, a woman's lying in a shelf, and I go, I can't watch this. It's not interesting.
What would putting air into cement do? Wouldn't it actually make more space between?
It makes the cement break apart. Which
yeah, it breaks.
Well, that's they use this stuff to stop planes from skidding off runways.
Okay.
Whereas if it hits a certain part of cement, the cement will.
So they're actually intending to make breakaway cement.
They're
so
making
that
breakaway cement.
They have some more give to it.
If it'll stop a car.
Say putting air into cement makes it weaker.
It makes it porous and weaker, exactly. But it would be strong enough for you to walk on. But if a car tries to drive on it, it would break apart.
But you wouldn't want to do that for something that was going to be load bearing.
No, but that's you would put it in between the lanes of a freeway, or you would put it on a runway, and they tried building like a dividing barrier of it to see what would happen.
I see.
And I was interested in that, and I go, you know, this is good.
All right.
But I watch Mad Men, and a lady's lying on a shelf.
You know what I
and
watch?
And I go, I can't watch it. You know, that's the difference to me. It doesn't grab me, that stuff. Again, I'm sure if you watch it from the beginning, you know, it's like watching a Mad Men at random is like walking into a movie theater and sitting in the middle of a movie and trying to watch it. Look, and it's hard to do.
Ultimately, Survivor and Mad Men are about people struggling to get ahead. They both are. One of them, though, happens to be crafted in a very designed way in which a guy's trying to express a message. The other one is the random circumstance of what happens when you put some bimbos on an island.
Okay.
And you can be interested in that, and I can be interested in the other one. It's
but you
fun.
Couldn't watch both. That's impossible for you.
No, it's not that. I'm telling you why I don't care about Survivor anymore.
Well, but again, you're too smart for it or something.
I am.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm too.
Let it be
look,
said.
Call me
on this day.
No. You know what?
October 2nd.
I'm not.
2008.
Here's what I'm not going to do anymore in my life. Apologize for being smart.
I'm not asking you
to. I get called an elitist prick. I'm a douche. I hate everybody. And you know what? You're right. I do. I am fucking mortified at the notion that anyone in this country is going to pull a lever in 3 weeks for this Sarah Palin twit.
All right.
When asked what newspapers and magazines she read by Katie Couric, who's not exactly Eric Severide.
Right.
Asked what newspapers and magazines she reads. Oh, I read all of them. What the fucking answer is that?
I don't know.
Then, I was going to talk about The View. We didn't even get to
Let's talk
speaking
about
of a television
show. Speaking of a television show.
Speaking of TV.
And then
But don't
cash this in The View is smart television. Don't cash it in this argument.
No. What I'm going to say is this. I end up having to watch View clips all the time because they're on political websites.
Right.
I'll read Slate or Huffington Post or any of these kind of things. Even Drudge will have View stuff. Drudge is such another universe from the stuff I read generally. But I tell you, I swear to God, if I got to watch another View clip, they got this yappy idiot Elizabeth Hasselbeck, who was from what television show? Did she
was on Survivor originally.
Thank you. She gained prominence on Survivor.
Let me tell you, she was hot on that Survivor. Boy,
you couldn't fuck her now.
She was hot.
You would actually need some of that air-injected concrete to stick into your cock to get hard to fuck this idiot.
I'll give it a try.
Maybe the girl from Taco Bell would like to try this.
They should put her on Survivor, my Taco Bell.
I bet she'd be good.
All right, go ahead, though. The View. Let's stay on top.
The View. What? I can't get it. I can't turn on. So they had John McCain on.
Okay.
And Joy Behar and Whoopi yelled at John McCain.
Yeah.
And it was actually, I watched that clip and it was pretty interesting. They you know, Barbara was trying to be nice, but Joy and Whoopi were just yelling at
him.
And Elizabeth was, can I put your nuts in my mouth, Senator?
All right.
And Sherry Shepherd was like, I'm just a black woman, woo!
All right.
Sherry Shepherd is an idiot beyond idiots.
Sure.
You know, and there was one very smart point that Whoopi made. McCain was like, well, I want judges who interpret the Constitution as it was written.
Yeah.
So Whoopi said, so am I going to have to be a slave again? Because the Constitution was written 200 years ago, and it's a different time.
The amendments are actually part of the Constitution. Whoopi.
Right, but you got to amend the Constitution.
Well, but I mean, it's part of the Constitution.
But
it's
his answer was
part
like,
of the document.
I like the Constitution the way it was originally. She got him on that one.
But so
they yell at John McCain, argument. And John McCain looked like the confused old man that he is sometimes. And then this Elizabeth... Then they had Bill Maher on.
All right.
Okay, and Bill Maher sitting next to Sherry Shepherd is literally, you know, it's like us doing the Erato Shorts podcast challenge.
No, but they're both comics.
They
could have been playing on a bill somewhere together here. You know what I mean? They could have been opening.
But Sherry Shepherd's so out of her depth. Okay. And so Bill Maher has this anti-religious movie, which is very good, by the way, called Religulous.
Okay, I've not seen it.
Very funny.
All right.
Larry Charles from Curb Your Enthusiasm directed it.
All right.
Although being a director from Curb Your Enthusiasm does not guarantee a quality film.
Look for that on YouTube.
You will see in our YouTube review.
Yeah, we have a new movie review coming up on YouTube this week. So
anyway,
ahead.
So Bill Maher's on there, and Sherry Shepherd, he says, well, the movie's about him talking to people of religious faith about their feelings, about why they believe in this stuff. And Sherry Shepherd goes, well, you ask all these people, but why didn't you ask God?
Right.
And Bill Maher's like, what do you mean by that? So, well, I talk to God all the time. And he goes, have you considered Belleville?
But that's funny.
Right.
But he's being a dick. He's being a complete dick.
He's like, you're completely insane if you're talking to God and you think he's going to answer.
But why didn't he just say, I don't know how to talk to God? I mean, he went for a zinger, and I mean, Sherry Shepherd's insane.
But Sherry Shepherd thinks she's talking to God.
But I mean, look, if Sherry Shepherd talks to God, that's okay, but don't ask somebody else why they don't talk
to God. What does God tell her? God tells her, eat more fucking Oreos, you fat cow? The fuck does God tell her?
I told you this before the show. You said you want to talk about The View, and I said I could fix The View. Because
they were on fire today. They were fighting today about
what were they fighting about
Sarah
today?
Palin.
Oh God!
And Elizabeth, who's yapping away. Joy was in hysterical liberal freakout mode. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes my people,
a New York Jewish intellectual communist crackpot.
Yes,
you don't have it on the computer. It's fine, but I did it. It's good.
Yeah, I mean,
it's too much to put that together now. So what did Joy say?
Joy said yakka 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 yeah. No, Joy was talking about the Katie Couric interview.
All right.
And the Katie Couric interview, if you haven't seen the Katie Couric Palin interview, there's apparently parts of it that have not been released yet that CBS is like doling out.
Yeah.
You know how they like O'Reilly, when he interviewed Obama, it took him 3 weeks.
Yeah, they give you little teases.
They'll parse it out.
Trying to pop a big rating. Yeah.
Apparently, she couldn't name any other Supreme Court cases other than Roe v. Wade.
Okay,
that's the big one that they're all waiting. The clip that's waiting to drop.
Okay.
So they were just talking about that, and Elizabeth just got in her panties in a snit about nah, nah, nah.
Yeah.
And she felt they were all picking on her, and she's ready to quit the show. So how would you fix The View?
Okay. Well, first of all, if Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
If I had a day job that took up more of my time, I would never see The View.
Well, first of all, no, because you're reading it on Huffington Post. That's part of your...
I do watch part some of the clips. Problem I don't sit there and watch The View every day.
But I'm saying, I saw the Sherry Shepherd clip on some blog or something. But no, my point is, well, first of all, if Elizabeth wants to quit The View, if she wants to turn that paycheck down, you get paid money for doing nothing.
Yeah.
You're essentially, you're a cute girl.
Hot topics.
You're not smart. You're a hot chick. And that's why they gave everything...
With Whoopi.
But so that's why you got your job. So don't bitch about it.
Yeah.
Sit there and take your goddamn punishment and collect your check.
You know what else they did on The View today? They talked to Miss Piggy. I'm not kidding.
Okay, well, exactly.
They interviewed fucking Miss Piggy.
The View is not a hard job.
Right.
The View is not a hard job.
But the 5 minutes of the show where she's got to talk politics with Joy Behar, her head is about to blow off her body.
Like, I just took a bunch of shit from you in the last hour and 10 minutes, wherever long we've been doing this. And
you could take it.
I would take it a lot easier if there was a big fucking fat check waiting for me at the end of it. I don't like to take shit from you.
It's a good point.
But I'll take shit from you.
I've never caught shit on this show.
You catch tons of shit.
Yeah.
I'm about to give you shit right now, but here's my point. Yeah. No, my point is that if you want to fix The View, don't talk about politics. None of you are qualified. Everybody, in a sense, everybody's entitled to talk about politics because it's everybody's country and everybody's entitled to an opinion. But, you know, there's shows for that. You want to hear politics talk, go watch some other show.
Yeah.
But whoever's watching The View to hear politics, or, you know, maybe that's the only political talk that some of these housewives are ever...
I think that's what it is.
...ever brought into. Like, you don't need it on the show. The show doesn't need it. Go get a goddamn pedicure.
But you know what?
Do some shit like that.
No, but see, I think they like that they get attention for this stuff.
But it's so dumb.
I completely agree with you. Look, am I going to go to The View for my cogent political analysis?
Right.
Absolutely not.
And maybe they think on that show that that's elevating them to a new level, that they're above.
Well,
they're above Regis, because Regis would never do that stuff. So we're better than Regis.
Well,
anybody's fucking better.
Joy
than Regis,
Behar
but.
Is actually convinced that she's Doris Kearns Goodwin. You know, she thinks she's like an eminent. You know,
wow.
She really thinks that
she's a Jew bitch.
She's Maureen Dowd.
I mean,
Joy Behar is very convinced that she's smart. And Whoopi. Whoopi knows all the answers too. I think Whoopi actually is very smart, and Whoopi tends to win those arguments because.
Whoopi's a comic, and Whoopi can. All three of them are comics,
right?
And the other one is like this journalist who's been around for 50,000 years. So they all are going to have opinions.
The only one of them who's even marginally credible talking about politics is Barbara.
Exactly, but I'm saying they all are very credible.
Because Barbara's
in speaking,
at least, you know,
and making arguments and speaking in public. And Elizabeth Hasselbeck is a slot from Survivor, and she looked cute. And I remember when she got that job, they did a whole search for who would get the job, and she was terrible in the audition shows. But she knew it. She was cuter than the other
girls.
They
used to have Debbie Matenopoulos,
yeah,
and everybody thought Debbie Matenopoulos was a dummy. And they made fun of her.
But Debbie was a chick that was like going to the bars, getting drunk every night, banging guys.
Yeah.
They didn't like that. That wasn't right for that show.
Right.
Okay.
Then they brought in Lisa Ling.
Exactly.
And Lisa Ling was too similar to the other opinions.
It's part of that, but I think Lisa Ling was also bored having to listen to some of that bullshit.
She didn't want to sit there and listen to
it. Well, she didn't like Star Jones. I think that's a lot of why they got rid of her.
That's right.
And Star Jones.
They had a whole different view lineup.
Yeah, exactly. Star Jones, no one
liked. Was Rosie on when Lisa Ling was on?
No. Rosie was gone.
So Meredith,
if you want to
know.
Meredith Vieira was on. The Elizabeth Hasselbeck chair has been filled by Lisa Ling. Before that, Debbie Matenopoulos.
Yeah.
Okay, the Star Jones chair.
That's a big fucking chair.
Well, that Sherry Shepherd is filling that chair.
Yeah.
And then Whoopi is doing the Meredith Vieira chair. Mm-hmm. You have to remember Meredith Vieira was on there as well.
Right. But so, it started out Meredith Vieira was,
Well, she was the quarterback.
Yeah, and she
There's
was
one
sort
chick
of,
that's always the quarterback.
Meredith Vieira was kind of impartial.
Rosie took the Meredith Vieira chair, and then Whoopi took the Rosie chair.
Well, what's happened, though, is Meredith Vieira was sort of impartial. And when you get
right.
You get two sides and they yell at each other. Like, we don't have a mediator.
Meredith was the mediator, right. Whoopi
Whoopi
and Rosie were opinionated.
Right.
And they were, they're obnoxiously opinionated.
So now it's...
And that's why it's
you
annoying.
You have two liberal hosts who are picking on a
But that's how you fix The View. Is you just don't do politics.
But then, you know what? Then it's... Who cares?
I know. Then it becomes drivel.
Then it's a show
But somehow they think they're highbrow because they're talking about politics.
Then they're like...
Like, we're talking about politics.
What kind of swimsuits can larger ladies wear?
And I think that's fine, but I mean, I know they're trying to...
But they have 4 hours of the Today Show.
They're not trying to be PM Magazine. I get that. I got that. Yeah. Still, it's stupid. You all suck. Let the O'Reilly reads the paper. I mean, you might hate O'Reilly or whoever you say.
Yes.
But at least O'Reilly or one of these guys is at Olbermann or these guys. They're at least reading the paper.
Sure.
They're informed. They're giving an informed opinion.
Somewhat.
These women are idiots.
Yeah.
These women don't know any. I mean, they're entitled to an opinion.
Well,
but there's
Elizabeth
a difference between
apparently,
an informed opinion and just an opinion for being an opinion.
Elizabeth reads some talking points somebody handed her because she literally, she really does sound like she's regurgitating.
Well,
like, you know what I mean?
Somebody
gave her a party line to answer. Like, here was her answer about why Sarah Palin was qualified.
Yeah.
Well, because she served as the governor in a state that had a National Guard during wartime.
Yeah.
Like, she's got any fucking control over what they do in Iraq.
Yeah. Well,
the National Guard does not report to her when they're in standing.
But you also have Elizabeth's dumb based on anyone's opinion.
Oh, my God.
But you have you of course are, hateful of all, you're not fair.
I don't think
you're not fair at all to people who are conservative.
I don't think Rosie did a great job. Like, I thought Rosie yapped at her mouth.
Yeah.
And I don't think Rosie helped the cause at all when she was yapping on. Because Rosie would say ridiculous stuff, too.
Yeah.
Behar is slightly smarter than Rosie.
Yeah.
But she's still a yappy loud bitch. And Whoopi is smart, too, but I don't think Whoopi is what necessarily I would call. You're not going to see Whoopi sitting in on This Week with George Stephanopoulos.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're not going to see Whoopi in an actual elevated political conversation.
Yeah,
Whoopi's very smart. She's obviously, as most comics are. Which makes Sherry Shepherd a real anomaly.
Well, yeah.
Most comics are very smart. They can be dicks. They can be drunks. They can be cokeheads. They can be all kinds of stuff. And I've seen a lot of that recently. But, comics can be all kinds of stuff. But generally, the average comedian's very smart.
Yeah, I would say
Sherry Shepherd thinks Jesus is telling her what to do. I don't know how she qualifies.
But she thinks that, and then she's liberal and hates Elizabeth too. At the same time,
she's kind of a mix.
Is she?
She's like a she's a God thumper, but she's not a real conservative on other stuff. So, uh oh,
what's going
on? The pager's blowing up, Joel.
Oh, who that?
Well, who are we calling? Are we going to find out about what's going on at Del Taco?
Maybe we
now?
Should say goodbye. You want to say goodnight?
I've had enough of this shit.
All right.
Say
goodnight. Play more Ockerville River. We'll catch you next time.
Kind of a nut. She's a girl.
It's not the Taco Bell girl, but we do have to go. Thanks for listening. And
all right,
what are we going to have for him next week?
More view coverage.
Yeah, the view is awful. So anyway, we'll catch you next time, guys. Good night. Goodbye.
After all that fighting, it's a gentle, and gentle good night.
Let's hope that Elizabeth Hasselbeck returns on it. I hope she doesn't leave.
Just go to Fox where you're going to be happy.
All right. Let's kill the morning. Let it die. Will your eyes flash out?